Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and we are broadcasting live today from the Roswell Infinity Studios at Digital Ignition in Alpharetta. I'm super excited because it's all girl power here on the show today, right, ladies?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So if you are listening live, then I encourage you to follow along on Twitter too, at North Fulton BRX. You'll see some behind the scenes photo. I have a beautiful bunch in the studio today, and we're going to be talking about some really exciting things that are going on, you know, for women here in the Atlanta and North Fulton areas. Before we dive into that, obviously, you guys know we're 1 week away from WOE, W-O-E, Women Only Entrepreneurs. Been talking about it every episode. It's getting close, and I'm super excited to see all of the, you know, sponsors and partners and attendees that are coming on board. WOEATL.com for all of the info. It's happening Tuesday, October 10th at the Metropolitan Club in Alpharetta. And a portion of the ticket sales and then 100% of raffle ticket sales are going to United for Puerto Rico, where my family is from. And we're super excited to send as much, you know, support over there as possible. And here's a funny story. You two have been to WOE before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you've attended and participated in the dance party portion.
Yes.
So Lanita of First Impressions was not able to come on this time. So I had already booked Benet Canton. She's a salsa instructor to come and lead us in like a salsa dance. And now we have this whole like Puerto Rico benefit. Like it all just like worked out.
Perfectly.
It was meant to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're super excited about all that. Remember, it's WOEATL.com for all of the info. But you know what? WOE isn't the only place for women trailblazers to get connected to an amazing community. I am so excited to welcome three fabulous women that are supporting the lady bosses of Atlanta through eTransform, which is a new co-working space that has launched. We have Kimberly Graver.
Hi.
Hello. We have Susan Smith.
Hi, Stephanie.
Welcome. And Miranda Bennett.
Hello.
All right. I want to know how this all, like how this idea even started. Kimberly, why don't you share that story?
Sure. So eTransform is my company. We founded in 2011. We're a customer engagement solutions company. And what we do is work with organizations to help them solidify their brand through customer service before the sale. And then after the sale, help them build brand apostles by servicing their customers the right way. And so Miranda and I have been doing this for over 6 years, and we have a beautiful space in Peachtree Corners. And we're in a position where most of our employees were working from home. So telecommuting. So we were thinking, okay, what do we do with this space? And Susan met us in 2014 when we decided to rent space from a place that she was working out of. Subsequently, she ended up becoming part of a think tank that I started. That transformed into something called Sisterhood in Business in 2017. And one day we were having a Sisterhood in Business meeting, and we were talking about the space and what could we do with it. And Susan, who will talk more about her background in a minute here, but her background is co-working in shared office space. She has over 20 years of experience. And so she was like, well, why don't we use it for co-working? And Miranda and I, of course, were excited about that because we'd already been supporting women for quite some time. And we had the space. It was just a matter of us doing a few things to the center to get it ready to welcome women. So that's where it all started.
I love it. Yeah, you definitely have been doing a lot of work to create a community and support women. And so, you know, when I first heard that you were expanding the space, having, you know, to bring in people for co-working, having been in the space before, I'm like, yes, of course, that is a natural fit. So Susan, talk a little bit about your background and coming to the table for this co-working space.
Absolutely. So like Kimberly said, I grew up in the shared office industry. So I worked for different operators, providing sales strategies, marketing programs, training LMS platforms. And that's how I met Kimberly and instantly fell in love with her.
And as we all do.
Right.
It happens.
So I went to New York in May and I attended an international co-working conference called Juicy, just kind of out on my own, just wanted to see what was going on. And what really amazed me was more than half of the attendees there, and there were about 1,000 people, were women who owned their own co-working locations. So co-working is a submarket of real estate, shared offices, and now there's different niches that are spinning off. So you have artists, restaurant caterers. And I met a group called Women Who Co-Work, and they only focus on women-centric services. So programs, daycare, health and wellness. And I really got close to these ladies where I'm in New York and really understood that the typical co-working location is a bro network. Mm-hmm. And the office space, the setup, the aesthetics, the programs that they offer to, the catering is geared towards men. And women work differently. We negotiate differently. We approach business and proposals. And we just saw that this was an opportunity for us to really strengthen and mentor women who are starting their business or female entrepreneurs.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, as far as women co-working spaces that really cater to women, I was familiar with Hera Hub, which is nationwide, doesn't have an Atlanta space, but I wasn't familiar with any in Atlanta. And I have definitely seen, so many co-working spaces are popping up. They are niched. I'm a member of several of them, but it can be a little bit of that bro network. And it's nothing against the man-bassadors, but something special happens when women come together. Maybe they can't understand it, but we do. That's for sure. Miranda, talk a little bit about your background and the importance of having this, space just focused on women.
My background, known Kimberly since 2008, so it's been over 9 years. My background has been business, from finance to technical support, technical services, and for eTransform, I'm actually the director of people and culture. So my background gives that opportunity that I'm always dealing with people from the time they're, they get in the door to I want to know more about them, what's the value that they could bring to our co-networking center. I just appreciate the synergy that our co-networking center brings.
And let's talk about culture a little bit, because, obviously you kind of niche down into women, but even women have certain other women that they gravitate towards. I know when I met Kimberly, we were soul sisters, from the beginning. There is an energy, within this group. So talk about the real culture and environment that you're looking to create here.
Well, Miranda's humble, and Susan and I love that about her, but really, she's the heart of what we're doing. And we've just seen the women that have gravitated towards her and how she's been able to help us bring this just wonderful energy to our space and to the people that are coming to us. And so that's the first part of it. I throw that out there because she doesn't get enough props for all that she does behind the scenes. But when you look at the kind of women that are coming to our center, I think they're being drawn, number one, to the fact that in a lot of cases, these are women who have either started their business or they've reached a place where they're kind of plateaued and they need that extra boost. And so we're able to help them strategize and figure out, okay, what is it that I need to do next? And then more importantly than that, through Susan's connections and commitment, she's our chief engagement officer. And so she's really committed to helping bring them to the right people, relationships, and resources. So we're seeing very specific type of women. It's very diverse, which I'm really proud of. That's one of the things that was most important to us, is that we did have a diverse community. But more importantly than that, we're not just taking just anyone. Because of what Miranda and I have done together, she said it's been 9 years. We've done a lot in hiring people. And so we've taken the concepts that we used in hiring people and translated that into a way to build a community. So we use an assessment solution and actually assess everyone that's coming through so that so we understand their strengths, their personality. And why that's important is, number one, it helps us make sure that we're protecting the community because it has to be a safe, trustworthy environment. But number two, more importantly, for the women that are working with us, we now understand them. We can match them up with mentors. We understand better what kind of resources they're going to need. So that's really played a large role into how we're doing things.
So this is so much more than just a place where you bring your laptop and sit down at a desk and get some work done away from the house.
Yes.
This is a true community of resources and support and mentorship.
Yes.
Wow. I love it.
Kind of think of like a tribe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In the tribe, they don't accept everyone. Mm. And everyone has a role and a responsibility.
Right.
And they, you know, and they network within that community and do what they're supposed to do and be there to support. So luckily, the women that are being drawn to the center are those types of people. But we have run across one that Kimberly and I had to say, you know, I don't think it's a good fit. She's really not wanting to contribute. She's wanting to take. Mm. And that's not our environment. We even look at, we have an open house every Tuesday and Saturday, twice a month, Tuesday and Saturdays.
Well, the one thing that we're doing is when we bring these women in, we're sitting down with them and just having a basic conversation. And by doing that, in a lot of cases, we're quickly identifying those that are going to be a good fit and those aren't. Mm-hmm. And as Susan said earlier, there's one that sticks out. But other than that, most of the women that have come through have either figured out really quickly that it is a good fit or the opposite. Which is fine.
Right.
I mean, we're totally fine with that. This isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. And as you know, Stephanie, with the work that you've done in the community, you know, women are going to gravitate towards an area or a space that they're most comfortable with. And so that's really cool. That's one of the things I love about women is we can easily assess where we belong.
Well, we have that intuition.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is really important. And then no one's feelings get hurt.
Exactly.
You know, your feelings don't get hurt and theirs shouldn't either because you're not trying to be for everyone. And they are better served if they find the tribe that they're truly, you know, meant to be with and contribute to.
Exactly.
As well. So you mentioned a little bit about the events that you're holding.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. What events are happening at the space?
Well, we just had a phenomenal luncheon on Friday it was over 30 women that had attended. We have this amazing woman, Polly Harper, who is, she's a staple in the Atlanta women business community. She has just a tremendous following and took a liking to Moran and I to start. Then we introduced her to Susan and she fell in love with Susan too. And she's an older businesswoman. So she's been around for a really long time, has sort of mentored us and just been really important to what we've been doing. But anyway, she helped us bring together 30 beautiful, powerful women. And they all came into the center for one of three reasons. Either they were interested in membership, they were looking to do workshops out of our center, or they wanted to help us support financially and otherwise. We have a Kickstarter that we started about 3 weeks ago. We're raising money to really help the women that we think need it the most, which are those that are not going to be able to afford either membership or taking part in something we can talk about, which is Women University, which is a collaboration we have with the center. But that's the most recent event that we did. We had women crying. I mean, it was just like
a phenomenal.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, just to know that when you birth something, as you know, you have ideas as to what it should be and what it can be, but then to have people start to respond to it and to really be in tune with what you're doing is just such an affirmation to why you've done it. And that's what happened on Friday. Is we looked at each other and we said, "Wow, okay, what we're doing makes sense, and we have to continue on because we finally got the right amount of people and the right type of people coming through."
Good.
So that was our most recent event. But as Susan said, twice a month, we're doing a Tuesday afternoon and a Saturday morning open house. And that's just open to anyone that wants to come in and see the space. And we've got women that are signing up to use the space to do workshops. And that's either using one of our conference rooms or in some cases, the entire center. Mm-hmm. We've got two women that are launching nonprofits that we're going to help raise money by hosting events at our center. And
perfect.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of energy and a lot of excitement around what we're doing, but we're still in really the birth stage. We've only been open, I think, what's it now, 3.5-4 weeks?
Yes.
So, and building a community, as you know, takes time, especially when you're trying to build it organically and bringing in the right kind of people. So that's the stage that we're in right now, is building the community.
Yeah. Well, you guys have hit the ground running. I mean,
yes.
It's amazing. I want to hear more about Women University, because that has been a big part of the launch as well.
So Moran and I and Susan, there's another woman that's a member of our sisterhood in business named Monique Russell. And she went through a program called Women University over a year ago. And so when we told her we were launching the eTransform Coworking Center, she said, "I have someone that you have to meet." I said, "Okay." She's like, "No, you have to meet her now." I said, "Okay." So it was like a matter of 24 hours. And Kathy Hood, who is the founder and CEO of Marvelous Light Empowerment, and also the founder of Women University, University, she and I spoke via conference call, and we were 10 minutes into the conversation. We're like, oh my gosh, we have to collaborate. So what Women University is, it's a 12-week course. It's designed to, number one, help women identify their gifts, which in a lot of cases, you don't understand your gifts. Mm-hmm. And there's something in many cases that you didn't expect. So that's the first part of it. And then once you've identified your gifts, the second part of it is helping you really challenge yourself to use them. And so in many cases, it's helping women launch businesses, but not always. In some cases, it's I'm in a corporate career and I'm not happy, or I'm looking to be promoted and I don't have the courage or the resources to make that happen. So once you go through that part of the course, then after that, it's launching. So yeah. whatever that next part is. And so through that 12 weeks, you watch women get transformed. And we launched our inaugural class, September the 9th, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
Six. Mm-hmm. Okay, September the 6th. So we've been, and Miranda, Susan and I are going through Women University as well, because we wanted to make sure that we could take the curriculum and really own it out of our co-working center. So the program is over 10 years old. She's graduated over 100 women through it. And because it's such a diverse amazing culture, it just was a perfect fit for what we're doing. And so everything we're doing really is in collaboration with Women University, which takes us from having a community of 10 founding members to having over 100 women that are somehow associated with what we're doing.
That's incredible. I mean, to me, as you're sharing all of this that you're doing, but then also the response that you're getting from it, it's just a testament to, you know, if you go out there and you shine your light, you're going to attract that tribe. And just to see in what a short period of time, the impact that you have been able to have and will continue to have for many months and years to come, I get really excited. It gives me chills. So beautiful. So what, if a woman is listening and she's interested in checking out the space, what would you tell her to do? Is it an open house? Should she schedule a visit? What would you say?
Definitely reach out to us. I'm sure our contact information is going to be on the website for this show.
Yeah. And e-transform.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, yes. Good.
And we have an open house every other Tuesday and Saturday, mm-hmm. Typically in the afternoon on a Tuesday and then during brunch time on Saturday. So just come on in. You'll have a chance to meet our tribe, sit down, experience the center. Kimberly does an amazing quick strategy session to understand where they are in their business. You know, we flesh out to see if they're a good fit. They meet with all three of us, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure that we all agree. Give us a call. I can give my number at the end. But, you know, we'll meet you there. Just stop on by and experience it. And, you know, we want everyone to succeed. The one thing when I lost my train of thought a minute ago, and thank you so much for saving me on okay. that. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of women through our open houses that just really didn't have the funds and means. They had such dedication and spirit, and you could see their passion. And we want to make it affordable to everyone. So part of our Kickstarter and part of this sponsorship that we're looking for is to actually fund these women to go through the Women University program
right.
and to have a hot desk in our center so they can just start to absorb, you know, all the awesomeness
yeah.
you know, that's in our center. So that's one thing that we're doing. And what we're finding is, you know, not all women are vicious. We run into so many, you know, women out there that, you know, just have an ulterior motive. And when we look at our community, we're seeing that the ones that are gravitating towards us, you know, want to help. Women want to help anyway. They'll volunteer for something different than men, mm-hmm. you know, just if they feel like there's a role, and they look at the end result, not the immediate, you know, benefits of a relationship. So we're in it for the long haul. And, you know, may seem like we've had traction quickly, but Kimberly has been working on this forever, and Kimberly works nonstop. Mm-hmm. She's dedicated to her cause, dedicated to her tribe. We're just amazed to see how quickly the word's spreading about the resources in our center.
I love it. Before we wrap up, I want to go around and ask you, because I know we're all kind of soul sisters here. We kind of vibe on the same level. And intention, setting intentions is like really, really powerful. So I would love for each of you to share 1 year from today. Let's say we come back to the studio and we're talking about all that's happened over the past year. What in your mind are we talking about? Miranda, starting with you.
I will have been able to, now that I know what my gifts are, to be able to take advantage of it to help others, given guidance when it's needed. Sometimes people have a great idea, and that's what we found in our center, that people have a great idea, but they're just not sure, what's my next step? What's my plan B? And that's what our center will be able to, you know, kind of work on to take them to that next level. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I love it. Success stories.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Absolutely. Susan, how about you?
In 1 year, we're all going to be at our ribbon cutting ceremony for our third location.
Yes.
So we've gone from Peachtree Corners to Alpharetta to who knows where the next one's going to be.
But yes. Let the universe decide on that.
Our community will decide on that. And we've opened up our franchise model. So part of our community can now take this to cities closer to their home or to where they see a need.
Yes. Love it. Kimberly, you.
I don't know how out to either of those. But so 1 year from now, not only will we have the multiple co-working centers, but something that we're brewing in the background, we're not quite ready to release yet, but we're working on a way to help women work together to go after contracts together, consulting-wise and otherwise. And so that's going to be really powerful. It's something that it'll enable women who right now are maybe just making enough money to make ends meet, but are really passionate about what they're doing. It will align them with other women with similar strengths and backgrounds so that they can go after corporate and other contracts and make a substantial living doing it.
I love it. It reminds me of this quote, and it says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you guys are building that infrastructure that is so important. So I'm so thankful that you all, you know, came today to share this with the Mastermind Your Launch listeners. And I look forward to, you know, seeing all of the amazing work that you do.
I saw that.
We have a gift for you.
Oh my gosh, from one of our favorite spots.
It's not, but it looks like it. So for the listeners out there, Stephanie has been very supportive of us well before we decided to launch the co-working center. And so we have a little something for you so that you can join us in spirit. So if you want to open
you.
That up.
Yeah, yes.
We all have something similar on today, and we wanted to include you in it. So it'll allow you to help spread the word and be part. So Stephanie now has an eTransform co-working shirt. And we're so
welcome to the community.
Exactly.
I know. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Oh, I love it. You know, doing this with friends is like even more fun.
Exactly.
And women who, I mean, you all inspire me.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
And we're all in this together. So thank you all for being here. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.